Hi, I'm Taryn Fagerness of Taryn Fagerness Agency, a literary agency specializing in selling foreign rights to North American books. This is a podcast for my friends in the world of foreign book publishing, co-agents, scouts, and publishers. And I'll be telling you about my favorite books from my catalog. Hi, friends. Taryn here. And I am delighted to tell you about The Truth According to Ember, a contemporary rom-com debut by Danica Nava. This sold in a five-house auction to Berkeley, and they will publish in August 2024. This rom-com, it positively sparkles. I smiled so much reading this. I laughed. I swooned over the hunky male lead. I cheered. There is something really, really special about this debut workplace rom-com, and I am so excited. Main character Ember is broke. She's living with her roommate slash friend in a somewhat bad part of town. She's driving a car that's about to break down and does. She spent her savings, which was going to be for her accounting school tuition, on her younger brother's bailout from jail, and then he didn't show up for court, so she lost it all. She works at a bowling alley cleaning toilets for no money. She has applied for every job under the sun and never once receives an interview. So she decides to get, let's say, creative with her resume. She embellishes her experience in education. She also says she's white instead of Native American. And she lands an accounting job, her dream job, immediately at a tech startup. Hilariously, she never actually figures out what the tech startup does, which made me laugh. It made me laugh. When she meets the handsome IT guy, Danua, the lies keep flowing. She's totally into him. She's crushing. And she just doesn't want him to know how broke she is. So she lies about the part of town she lives in. She lies about her beater car and crappy job, which results in a laugh out loud awkward scene at the bowling alley when Danua shows up one night. But she and Danua have natural, easy, sexy chemistry. Too bad dating at the workplace is off limits. When Ember gets temporarily promoted to assistant to the CEO, his current assistant goes on maternity leave, she finds herself living the high life on a company trip to California. Think private jet, fancy hotel, fancy cocktails. Enter my all-time favorite romance trope, only one bed. Yes, the hotel accidentally double booked Ember and Danua, and they must share a room. Of course, their chemistry can't be ignored anymore. But the CEO's conniving nepotistic, is nepotistic an adjective? It should be. His nephew is on to Ember and Danua. And the nephew blackmails her into signing his expense reports. Bad decisions are made, Ember's lies compound and push Danua away, and it all comes crashing down in a truly spectacular fashion. But Ember gets the last word, and with a little work, Ember gets the guy. This workplace rom-com truly had me laughing out loud, rooting for the underdog and savoring those sexy scenes. Ember and author Danica Nava are Native American, Chickasaw, and this plays perfectly in these pages as Ember and Danua face micro and not so microaggressions in the workplace. They connect over shared experiences and fry bread, and they laugh about the fakey self-proclaimed medicine woman hired for the company meeting. Dare I say Danica Nava is my new favorite rom-com author? I know, that's a big thing to say, but I truly love this book. There is just something so refreshing, so fabulous about Ember. I loved her, and I also loved The Truth According to Ember by Danica Nava. I really hope you check it out.